Hello and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee. I'm excited to talk about the new Apple Vision Pro. I had the chance to take part in an in-store demo experience last Friday, and I'm going to share my review. So let's dive in. Pro tip: physically go to your local Apple store and sign up for a hands-on demo. The demo itself is a 30-minute experience from start to finish. And unfortunately, right now, you can't schedule a demo online. So that's what I did. I went to my local Apple store. I signed up. I waited a few hours, ran some errands, and came back. All right, let's talk first impressions. The device is gorgeous. It's so beautiful and so well designed, in my opinion. And if you look really closely, you can start to see kind of like little bits and pieces of other advancements of Apple technology. For example, the Apple AirPods Max, which I have a pair, the digital crown and the dial button on the side are both incorporated into the Apple Vision Pro. I mean, the M1 chip came out of research for the Apple Vision Pro as well. So I feel like there's been a long time coming on this technology development, and it's so cool to finally see it in person. Let's talk about the specs though. The glass OLED display with 23 million pixels, 3D display system, micro OLED, and industry standard refresh rates. It's stunning. Only 2 hours of battery life, but with these kind of tech specs, I can understand why. The demo itself was heavily scripted, and the specialist that was guiding me through my demo mentioned spatial computing a lot, and there wasn't a lot of time for independent exploration, unfortunately, in the demo. So I decided to go a little rogue and open up the Safari app and see what it's like to type in my website. I just wanted to be able to see my website spatially in an immersive spot. So after I did that, very quickly, the specialist gently guided me back to the tour. And I think my favorite experience of the entirety of the demo was the moment where I was immersed in a 360 environment, which was a 360 high resolution video of an actual lake. I can't remember where it was, but it felt so realistic. It felt like being in Colorado and hiking at the peak of summer in May. And then there was an instance where the specialist initiated rain in that environment, and it started raining. The spatial audio made it feel so real. And it was wild to me that I felt like I was in a calm nature space in the middle of a crowded, busy Apple store. In this demo experience, I feel like the entertainment use cases are the ones that are most heavily featured. Aside from the productivity cases, I would have liked to have seen how the video capture works. From call to call, what does it look like when I call someone else with an Apple Vision Pro? What does it look like when I call someone else who doesn't have an Apple Vision Pro? What does it look like to use the Notes app and some of those other native Apple apps that we use in the Apple ecosystem? So I'm hoping that down the road, as these continue to stay on the launch floor, that there will be an option for people to set up a time to have some independent exploration before they drop almost $5,000 on this device. There was one thing though that I was a little skeptical about, and while it's a cool and practical application, and especially in the demo, of course, it's going to be beautiful, I started thinking about it a little bit more, and it got me thinking about a Black Mirror episode almost. Well, this is called Spatial Memories, and what it does, it takes a spatial rendering of a kind of like a video, I would say, similar to live videos that you see, or live photos that you see on your phone. Think of it as like a live video made for Apple Vision Pro. It uses LiDAR, so it's depth sensing, and it's like being in the moment, but you're not in the moment. So the demo experience has you looking at a birthday cake and a child and her brother about to blow out candles on a birthday cake. And it's a very fun family moment. And then it also shifts to another moment with a happy child running through some flowers. And I was thinking, you know, this is great, but it does kind of bring up the case of like digital identities and who owns that? What happens to that after we pass away. There are a lot of different aspects there. And being from the perspective of someone that like wasn't in that moment kind of felt weird. So something to think about whenever you go in and check out the spatial memories. The Apple Vision Pro uses eye tracking, which means there are tiny little cameras in each of your eye section that is capturing what's going on with your retina, what direction you're looking, up and down, how long you're blinking for, when you're blinking. Basically, think of it as a visual heat map gathered from the data of your eyeballs, which leads me to privacy and security when it comes to your data. There's a lot of information that can be assessed from someone's device, including your spatial room, what you look like, how you blink, your voice, the whole nine yards. And Apple has seemed to do a really good job positioning themselves as the industry standard for privacy and security on Apple products. And as someone who has worked for Apple in the past, from 2016 to 2011 to 2016, I can say firsthand that Apple as a company does take privacy very seriously. So that's another thing to consider whenever you were trying to make a decision about which head-mounted display to choose and to buy. There's another level that we should be thinking about is where is that data going? If you have a Meta Quest, Quest Pro, same thoughts. Where is that data going from every button you press to everywhere you look? Something to consider here. Apple uses a new unique feature called Optic ID, which uses a secure authentication system using the uniqueness of the user's iris. So that's pretty fascinating. Will we see this in a future Mac release? I hope so. It would be nice. All in all, I had a great time with my demo experience. It exceeded my expectations. The quality is profound. And as someone who has been in the VR industry since 2018, this is a significant leap from the Oculus Rift and the original DK1. I mean, this is pretty profound technology. It's very seamless. It is the highest resolution immersive experience that I've experienced to date. But I'm very interested to see how the app developers are going to design for spatial computing and immersive experiences. So time will tell. Now, the big question, will I buy one? Great question. I would love to, but kind of hard to drop $5,000 on a device right now. And as a new business owner, you know how it goes. But if Apple wants to sponsor me and... Yeah, it'd be nice. But I do hope the price point comes down eventually. But after looking at the tech specs, 8-core CPU, 16-core neural engine, 16-gigabyte unified memory, I mean, I understand why this device is so expensive. And if you add it up, I think I added everything in my cart, it's about $4,678. That's roughly $5,000. That includes the 256-gigabyte device, which is the base model starting at $3,500. It goes up to 1 terabyte, by the way. Also the $199 custom Apple case. And let's see, the Belkin battery pack. So you have to have a battery pack on while you use the device, kind of like the Magic Leap. But there's no way to like, you know, clip it onto your belt. So Belkin made a little device. It's $50. I can't imagine not having that while you're in the Apple Vision Pro, as most women's pants don't have pockets. There needs to be a solution. Another example of why inclusive design is important. I want to hear from you. Have you experienced the Apple Vision Pro yet? What were your thoughts? What were your takeaways? As always, thank you for listening and thank you for supporting Coffee and Code. I love doing this podcast and I love sharing my expertise of technology with all of you, especially in this profound moment in time when Apple has finally released this beautiful device. But I want to hear from you. Let me know your experiences, your thoughts, your questions, and stay tuned for new episodes of Coffee and Code coming, as well as a fun project series that I've been working on behind the scenes. And then don't forget to like and subscribe and share with a friend. Thank you.